Welcome to the Missing Pillar of Health podcast, the show that helps you reduce toxins in your life without fear, judgment, or shame, so you can be happier, healthier, and all around more awesome. I'm your host, environmental engineer, mom of two, and founder of Green at Home, Emma Roman. The research is clear that toxic chemicals found in the products we use, food we eat, water we drink, and air we breathe are contributing to the rise of chronic illness, allergies, infertility, autoimmune disease, and more. The good news is you can reduce your exposure without having to drastically change your lifestyle, and I'm here to show you how. Each week, you'll get science-based, practical, and need-to-know information to help you sort through the misinformation and greenwashing out there so you can tackle toxins with confidence. From solo shows to guest expert interviews, you'll leave each episode with practical solutions to implement in your life. As Margaret Mead said, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. I believe addressing toxins is a critical step towards creating a healthier and happier community, family, and ultimately a better planet. And that starts right here, right now. Let's dive into today's show. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Missing Pillar of Health podcast. Today, I'm talking about the number one struggle I hear from members of my Green Product Forum about making the switch to healthier, greener, and more natural products. We're talking about how you can create a healthier home without stressing about the cost. Before I dig into this topic, I want to take a moment to share a listener review from Pregoj, P-R-E-G-O-J, on Apple Podcasts, who wrote, "Amazing resource and engaging content. Emma provides insight into safe skincare that everyone should listen to. She is engaging and easy to understand. She has a lot to say, but I never got lost and I learned quite a lot." Thank you so much for that kind review. And I think this is specifically referring to episode 2 about choosing healthy skincare. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I hope this encouraged you to have a listen. All right. Now, it's probably not surprising to you that the cost of creating a healthier home is such a common challenge. Green products are notoriously more expensive than their conventional counterparts, at least when comparing the initial price tag in the store. And if you've got bottles of products piling up as you keep testing products but are struggling to find ones that work, well, that can really add up. In this episode, I want to help you learn how to remove a budget constraint from the reasons that you can't lower your exposure to toxins. I'm going to start off with some mindset strategies and then walk you through some free or low-cost tactics you can start to implement in your own home right away. And I've created a PDF to go along with this episode, so you don't have to worry about taking notes. But it will make much more sense if you listen first. Then you can download it and help you take action. You can find the link to download the checklist in the show notes or at greenathome.ca/on-a-budget. All right, let's dive into how you can create a healthier home on a budget. Now, I don't know your specific situation. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, your strategies are going to look different from someone who has more financial security. However, I have seen low-income individuals prioritize non-toxic products, and I've heard people who don't blink an eye at daily coffees from Starbucks or weekly takeout tell me that they can't afford to invest in their health. The truth is, we choose our priorities. If you want to prioritize your health, you need to actively make it a priority. There is no magic pill here. So let's start with the words that we use. If you say, "I'll choose healthy if it fits in my budget," you're giving all the power to your budget. However, if you say, "I'll work within my budget to make healthy choices," you're clearly addressing both your finances and your health. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. Do you see the difference? Now, if you're resisting me here, if you're thinking, "Yes, but I actually can't afford healthy products," stick with me because it's not all about buying the most expensive products. I want you to think instead about choosing the least toxic products within your means. identify free and low-cost habits that will support your health goals, and feel confident in your decisions. All right, now that we've gone through some mindset shifts, let's dive into some of the actual strategies you can use to help create a healthier home without breaking the bank. Strategy number one is to consider the long-term costs. This is particularly important if you're evaluating the costs of single-use disposable products with reusables. It also applies with dollar store stuff that make you feel like you're getting a deal, but more often than not, you end up in a cycle of replacing cheap gadget with another cheap gadget that will likely break after a few months. Sure, investing and focusing on the longer-term benefit might mean you'll have to plan a bit more and save up a little longer to make that investment. But if you buy well-made, built-to-last products, you will end up spending less money over the long term. So some things to think about here. Instead of cheap and flimsy plastic products, consider stainless steel food containers, water bottles, etc. Instead of single-use plastic sandwich and freezer bags, try some reusable containers or silicone freezer bags. I like Stasher bags personally. Instead of cheap dollar store kitchen gadgets, look at built-to-last alternatives that you won't have to replace as regularly. Instead of Teflon or ceramic pans that need to be replaced every couple of years at best, consider cast iron cookware that will literally last a lifetime. Even inexpensive skincare and body care products can be mostly water or contain ingredients that make you dependent on it, whereas more expensive, well-made products that contain concentrated and beneficial ingredients mean you don't have to use as much, so the container will go a lot longer for you. My free Facebook group, the Green Product Forum, is a great place to ask for feedback on products so you can find out whether others have tried what you're looking at and if they like it. This way, it's more easy to find a product that actually works, so you're spending less on the trial and error aspect. Now, everyone's different, but it can definitely help you figure out if an investment is going to be worth it or not. I'll pop the link in the show notes for the Green Product Forum if you haven't joined yet. Strategy number two is to focus on habits over products. There are lots of things that you can do around your home that cost nothing or very little. It's easy to get down on ourselves if we're constantly focused on the products that we might want but can't afford. But there is so much more that you can control in your daily routines, and by focusing on those, you can make progress more quickly and see these wins so that you can stay in momentum. Okay, I'm going to walk you through several habits that you can adopt this week and ongoing. And don't forget, you can download the checklist from the link in the show notes or at greenathome.ca/on-a-budget. So don't worry about taking notes. Habit number one, if you haven't already, it's time to stop using fabric softener and dryer sheets, my friend. These coat your clothes in chemicals that are linked with asthma, allergies, and hormone disruption. And the costs really add up. Try using nothing and see if you even need them. I know I used fabric softener or dryer sheets because that's what my mom used back in the day. And so many of us just use products out of habit. But I cut them cold turkey, and honestly, I don't use anything now and I don't miss it. If doing nothing doesn't work for you, you can try wool dryer balls that you can reuse again and again. Or check out the 5 dryer sheets and fabric softener alternatives blog post I wrote, which I'll link in the show notes for other free strategies. Habit number two. To help improve indoor air quality, you can dust regularly. Dust can be a significant source of flame retardants and other household chemicals. So this can be an effective way to lower your toxic load without having to change out products. A simple damp cloth is most effective and can be washed and reused again and again. I have piles of inexpensive cotton bar towels and they're color-coded. So white I know are for dishes, and I've got striped or different color ones that I use for floors and dusting. For harder to reach places or bookshelves, I have a lamb's wool duster that I just picked up from my local hardware store, and I quite like it. And it means that I don't have to go out and keep buying single-use products. And often the single-use products can be scented, which I don't recommend. Habit number three, open your windows. When your climate, allergies, and asthma allow, this can be the simplest way to freshen up a space and help flush out contaminants that can build up when your house is all closed up. We don't have to be high tech. We can use these simple habits, like just opening windows, and it can make a difference. Habit number four, run your kitchen exhaust fan, assuming that it is vented to the outside, when you're cleaning and cooking. This is especially important if you have a gas stove, as the combustion byproducts are harmful toxins when they build up in your home. Similarly, run your bathroom exhaust fan during and for about 30 minutes after showering to help reduce the moisture that can lead to toxic and costly mold growth. You can get timer switches from the hardware store that just replace the normal fan switch and let you select how long the fan stays on, so you don't have to worry about remembering to shut it off. Habit number five, do not use the self-clean oven feature. It causes what is typically a Teflon lining of your oven to off-gas. That's the horrible smell you'll notice and why they say to ventilate well when the self-clean function is running. You're better to use a baking soda and Castile soap scrub. This trick and many more inexpensive and effective healthy cleaning hacks are in my complete guide to choosing healthy personal care and cleaning products, and I'll add a link to the show notes where you can buy that. Habit number six, remove your shoes at the door and insist that your guests do the same. Your shoes can track in contaminants from outside, like pesticides and petrochemicals, so it's best to remove them and change into slippers or indoor shoes if you need extra support while you're in your home. Habit number seven. One aspect that is often overlooked, but that you can take more control of and is 100% free, is your sleep. This is when your body does its repair and detoxification from the day. Without a good quality and quantity of sleep, your body can't perform at its best. So skipping screen time an hour or two before bed, avoiding caffeine in the afternoon, and reducing EMF exposure, at least overnight, are all ways that you can boost your sleep. Once you decide what's important to you, you can reassess how you spend your money. And if you truly want to reduce your exposure to toxic chemicals in your home, it is doable on a budget. Habit eight, try homemade cleaners. Now, I'm the first to admit that I'm not a DIYer, but I make my own cleaners. I can make five cleaners in 5 minutes once I have all of the ingredients. I've put the link in my show notes to the recipes if you want to give them a try. They get rave reviews from others too, especially the all-purpose scrub, which is pretty much what I use to clean my oven, as I mentioned before. If you're a little more adventurous, you can also make your own body care products like lip balm, body butter, and sugar scrub. They're incredibly simple and are much more cost-effective than store-bought. Habit eight, buy less. If you're investing in well-made products with a higher price tag, it can help you simplify and focus your efforts on fewer products overall. This will help reduce clutter, lower your stress, as well as your expenses. So look for multi-purpose products and really consider whether or not you need something before you make an impulse buy. Remember, just because a product is green doesn't mean you need it. Also, just because a product is on sale doesn't mean it's saving you money, because not buying something is always cheaper than buying something, no matter how great a deal it is. You can use what you already have as well. Use containers that you already have in your kitchen to store food in the fridge instead of investing in reusable bags, for example. And just because someone else loves and raves about a brand doesn't mean you're missing something. If you've already found a deodorant or face cream or whatever product that you love, Just because somebody is raving about a different one doesn't mean that you have to make the switch. Don't fix what isn't broken is my motto. I see a lot of people getting caught up in trying to solve a problem that they don't have, which ends up wasting money and time and distracting them from being able to make changes that actually matter when it comes to reducing their toxic load and improving their health. Habit number 9, shop the sales. I know I said that just because something is on sale doesn't mean you have to buy it. However, if there's a product that you actually need and is really a stretch for you financially, but is a critical part of your healthy home goals, then watch for sales. Most brands put products on sale at different parts in the year. And I'm seeing more and more offering payment plans too. If you don't already have the Healthy Moms discount card, it is an amazing way to save without having to wait for a formal sale on everything from mattresses to skincare to professional services. It includes brick and mortar shops in select cities in Canada and the US and has extensive online options, so you can really use it no matter where you live. It's a one-time fee for lifetime access to discounts when you have the card. So you can go to gohealthymoms.com and I'll drop the link in the show notes. And when you use code EMMASAVE5, five as a number, you can save $5 off the price of the card. And it often pays for itself with just a few purchases. So I highly recommend that you grab one. I also have product recommendations for you and some discount codes over in the Green at Home shop at greenathome.ca/shop. If you're looking for gifts for the holidays or inspiration to make the swap to healthier products, these are high performance and well-made brands that I've curated to help you save time and money by avoiding lots of trial and error. I hope this helps you see that reducing your exposure to toxins is doable on any budget. Don't compare your journey to someone else's. You have to do what works for you and ultimately stay true to your goals and your lifestyle. Be sure to head into the show notes for this episode because I mentioned a lot of resources that I know will help you create a healthier home, no matter what your budget. Remember, focus on the changes that you can make day after day, as opposed to the changes that are outside of your reach at this moment. Because when you stay in momentum, it is much easier to keep going and your health is worth it. All right, coming up next week, I've got a guest interview with Dr. Anne Hussein and we'll be talking all about PCOS. Looking ahead, I've got episodes about toxins in your clothes, how to have tough conversations, EMFs, fluoride, and radon, environmental medicine, environmental racism, and more. So be sure you're subscribed to the show so you don't miss an episode. Bye for now. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and most importantly, I hope you'll take one action step from it this week. Let us know what your biggest takeaway was over in the free Facebook group, the Green Product Forum. And if you like what you heard, please take a moment to hit subscribe and write a review if you're so inclined. Both of these take just a sec and really help us out as a new kid on the podcast block. My mission is to help millions of families live healthier, happier lives by lowering their toxic load, and your reviews can really help grow this movement. And hey, you might just get a shout out on a future episode. Until next week, stay healthy.